James Shaw is the Green Party co-leader, and he joins us now. Morena.
Yeah, morena, Corin.
Well, you heard farmers there, one saying they were worried that green policies would decimate farming. Do you believe that Labor will be swayed by that and keep you out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we were campaigning on a proposal to provide $1 billion of support to farmers, which is not decimating farmers. I just think that that's the kind of myth that's been promulgated by some of the special interests in the sector.
Sure, but do you think Labor will look at this vote and see a large swathe of national voters that have gone red, some arguing that it's because they wanted to keep you out, and Labor will think, well, we need to follow through on that?
Well, I think you'd need to ask the Labor Party about that.
Let me put it this way. Are you worried that they might do that?
Well, no, I think, I mean, we're in this sort of funny post-election phase where everyone's kind of speculating and jumping at shadows and interpreting absolutely everything that everybody says. And I just think it is going to take a few weeks to kind of sort things out and for the dust to settle. But ultimately, I think, you know, if you look at the kind of government that we had over the course of the last 3 years, it was pretty constructive, and we could anticipate more of that over the course of the next 3 years.
Jacinda Ardern yesterday raised the prospect of consultation agreements, her words. What are they?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, I haven't. But, you know, obviously over the course of the coming few weeks, we'll sort of sit down and say, well, you know, we've got a program of work that that we'd like to see implemented. What of that can we do given the arrangement that we've got?
Let's assume that perhaps she was referring, as some have said, to 2005 cooperation agreements that the Clark Labor government had with the Greens. Now, what's your understanding of those? You were able to progress policies, but there was no real power in it.
Yeah, they were very sort of specific and, you know, a very tight agreement around particular roles. So we had what they referred to as government spokespeople, and they were in the fields of renewable energy on the one hand, and by KiwiMade on the other. And so they were kind of outside government, weren't members of the executive, but were working quite closely with government ministers to advance a program of work.
Would they be acceptable to you this time around?
Well, again, Corin, you know, we've got to see how the conversations go over the course of the next few weeks. We need to sort of say, look, you know, here's what we campaigned on. What of those things are Labor interested in advancing? And then what is the governmental arrangement that makes the most sense given that kind of shared program?
I mean, there's actually no real rules about around this, is there? There is a convention,
no.
But there's no constitution that says it has to be done a certain way. I mean, is there a possibility it may get creative and that you could be minister completely outside of the government?
Well, I mean, there have been innovations under MMP in pretty much every government since it started in the mid-1990s. And you remember at one point, you know, Winston Peters was Minister of Foreign Affairs outside government entirely, which was a very odd arrangement, and I don't think a terribly sensible one. But, you know, New Zealand is still, frankly, fairly young in our development of MMP. And again, there's no reason to think that there may or may not be innovations in it again this time around as well.
When do you expect to start talks?
I would imagine sometime later this week, but we've sort of got to let the dust settle from the election. We've all got new members of parliament starting this morning, starting their induction programs. You know, we've got our first caucuses tomorrow. I mean, the important thing for people to know, obviously, is there was a very clear mandate delivered on Saturday night. So you kind of, broadly speaking, know what the shape of the government's going to be. We just need to kind of put the detail on it over the course of the coming weeks.
James Shaw, Green Party co-leader, thank you very much for your time.